Iran's top nuclear negotiator, Saeed Jalili, said today that Tehran could resume talks over its atomic program should a number of conditions be met. Iran's state news agency reported that Jalili, in a letter to European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, said that Tehran needs three issues clarified by world powers before it could consider resuming talks. Ashton, who is negotiating with Iran on behalf of the so-called P5+1 powers, Britain, France, Russia, China, the United States, and Germany, had invited Tehran for talks soon after the UN Security Council imposed new sanctions on the Islamic Republic on June 9th. Jalili says the world powers must answer whether the talks are aimed at engagement and cooperation or continued confrontation and hostility towards Iranians. Russia, which has occasionally supported Iran's nuclear agenda, which Tehran says is for peaceful purposes, appears to be bowing to the latest international concerns about Iran's nuclear program. For some perspective, we spoke with Andrew Cutchins, director of Eurasia and Regional Programs at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says this is not the first time Russia has voted for sanctions against Iran.
The Russian position, traditionally, and I think this case is representative of that, has been to, well, one, Russia doesn't want to see Iran become a nuclear weapons-capable state. Two, for the Russians, they're not prepared to spend the blood or treasure that the United States or Israel would be for this. Three, they want to be seen, I think, in cooperating with the international community on this issue and in the UN Security Council, but they have traditionally tried their best to dilute and water down the severity of the sanctions. And that was essentially what happened this time around as well.
In an interview with VOA's Persian News Network, Cutchins was asked if Russia's interest in sanctions against Iran was at all driven by the recent renewing of relations between Washington and Moscow, in light of Russian President Dmitry Medvedev's White House meeting with President Obama the week before last.
Well, certainly from Washington's standpoint, it has a lot to do with it. I think the urgency of the Iranian nuclear program is the number one motivation for the Obama administration to improve relations with Russia, but along with a number of other things, including especially the war in Afghanistan and a different approach to nuclear security and arms control. So very important from that standpoint. The Russians understand that. They do want to improve ties with the U.S. to some extent, and they understand that if they were not to go along with the P5 in the U.N., then it would be a serious blow to the bilateral relationship.
And what about Iran's relationship with Russia? Once again, Andrew Cutchins.
Well, a bit south. This has been a blow for sure. And from what I've read, Tehran has made it quite clear their disappointment to the Russians about not only the decision to support the round of sanctions, but also to not deliver the anti-air missile system, which the Russians had agreed to a couple of years ago.
Andrew Cutchins is director of Eurasian and Russia Programs at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.